Zayin Amar Aleph. Two lines down. Amar Rabbi Yavo. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yavo. Gadol Yom HaGeshomim Mitchias HaMesim. A day that it rains is even greater than Tchias HaMesim. Wow. Dilu Tchias HaMesim LeTzadikim. Tchias HaMesim only works for Tzadikim. Ve'ilu Geshomim Bein LeTzadikim Bein LeRashayim. And Geshomim is good for Tzadikim and Rashayim. So that's why Geshomim, that's why the rain is even better than Tchias HaMesim. Upliga de Rav Yosef, but this disagrees with Rav Yosef. Tama Rav Yosef, mitoch shishkula kitchias hameisim, kavuha betchias hameisim. You ever wonder why Mashiv Ruach Moed Hagashem is in Mechayim Eisim? So says Rav Yosef, the reason is because it's just like, it's equivalent to tchias hameisim. So you see the Rav Yosef, I'm sorry? Shkula. Shakul. So you see, says the Gemara, that Rav Yosef holds its equivalent to Tchias HaMesim, but that's not like Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says that Yom HaGeshomim is even better than Tchias HaMesim. Okay, Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Gadol Yom HaGeshomim Ki Yom Shenidna Bo Torah. A day that it rains is so great, it's like the day that the Torah was given. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, we just had this Pasuk in Parshas HaZinu, Ya'arov Kamatar Likhi. Then my lekach, and we'll define lekach in a minute, should come down hard like rain. Ve'ein lekach el Torah. What's lekach? Lekach refers to Torah. Shneimar ki lekach tov nosati lochem torasi al ta'azov. I gave you something good. Don't leave my Torah. Don't abandon my Torah. So you see, lekach refers to Torah. So ya'arov kamatar likhi. Then my lekach, the Torah, should be like the rain. Should come down hard like the rain. Rava Amar, Yosim Yom Shinin Abo Torah. Rava says it's even greater than the day that the Torah was given. Why? Shinin Mar Yarov Kamatali Kri. Same Pasuk. What do you see from that Pasuk? Mi Nitle B'mi. What's dependent on what? Yarov Kamatar Likhi. My Lekach should be like the rain. Should be like the Mata. Heve Omer Kata Nitle B'gado. So when I say X is like Y, right? What's greater? The thing that I'm comparing to is the greater thing. Katan nitla begadol. I take the katan and I compare that to the gadol. So if I'm saying that the Torah should be like the matar, like the rain, that means that the rain is greater than the Torah. So the day that it rains is even greater than the day that the Torah was given. Wow. Zogti gemar vaita. Rava, Rami ksiv. Rava asks a stira between two psukim. Yeah, on the one hand, Yarov Kamatar Likhi, on the one hand, the Torah says that the Torah should be like rain that comes down hard. Uksiv, but then it says, Tizal Katal Imrosi, that my Imros, right, my sayings, also reference to the Torah, should be like Tal. What's Tal? Do. So which one is it? Is it rain or is it do? Im Tamil Chacham Hagunhu Kital, Vim Lav, or Fehu Kimatar. So says the Gemara, that if the Tamil Chacham is a good, he's hagun, which means he's a proper Tamil Chacham, he's a good guy, he's learning in the proper way, so then it's like do, right? Then it's like do. Do is a positive thing, it helps all the fruit, helps all the produce, that's something good, that's something pleasant. But if he's not, if let's say you have someone who's learning, but he's not a good guy, he's not a Tamil Chacham hagun, so then ya'ar or feyu kimatar, right? You should literally, Rashi says it, kill him. But it doesn't mean you should literally kill him. But it means, like, you know, you should be very strong with him. Like, just like rain pounds down hard, you should be hard with him. Like, push him out. Because you don't want a person who's, even if he's learning, but if he's not a good person, he's a little off in terms of his... If they learn it the right way. But sometimes people don't learn the right way, and then it doesn't work. Yeah. Zok Digamara Vaiter Tanya, the Bryce teaches us, Hoya Rabbi Bana'a Omer, Kala Osek Ba Torah Lishma. Anyone who learns Torah, Lishma, Torah so nas is lo sam chayim. The Torah becomes like a potion of life. Sam is like a potion. Potion of life. The elixir of life. Right? That's the Torah, the elixir of life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Eitz chayim hi levachazikim ba. That the Torah is the tree of life. So you see that it gives life to a person who learns it Lishma. The Omer, and the Pasuk also says, Refaos tehilis l'sharecha, that it should be like a refuah. It heals you, it's something good, it's something positive. The Omer, and another Pasuk says, Ki motzi matza chayim, one who finds me has found life. If you find the Torah, you found life. Okay, so that's all someone who learns Torah lishma. Chalosik ba Torah shalo lishma. But a person who learns Torah shalo lishma, Rashi says, what does it mean shalo lishma? That's you learn Torah for the cover. You want to be, hey, you want people to call you Rebbe. You want people to call you the God of the Ador. You want people to come to you for shilas, right? You're arrogant. Okay? So if you learn Torah Shalom Lishma, Nas is lo sam hamoves. It becomes like the potion of death. It becomes poison. if you learn Torah Shelo Lishma, Shneimar Ya'arov Kamatar Likhi, the language of Ya'arov, which we said before means to come down hard, but it really Arov, the language of Arufa. You might be familiar with some Egla Arufa. Vein Arifa Ela Hariga. Arifa is a reference to killing. Shneimar V'arfu Shomes Ha'Egla Banachal, that they would kill this Egla, this Keaf, the Egla Arufa. They would kill the Egla in the Nachal. So you see that if you learn the wrong way, it can really kill you. It can make you into a terrible person. Come, Mar, teach us something, right? Teach us, teach us some Torah. Omar Leis, so he said, Chalash liboy velo yachilna. My heart is weak. Chalash is weak, right? My heart is weak, liboy, my lave. My heart is weak, and I can't. Meaning, I'm shvach. I don't feel well. I can't do it right now. Lema mar milsa de agarata. He says, okay, so you can't teach us Torah. At least teach us something like some agarata. You know, agarata is light. It's kishmak. You know, you don't have to be feeling so well to teach agarata. So teach us a little agarata. Omar lei hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, okay, this is what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Ma'i dechsev ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh. What does the pasuk mean? I think it's a parasha shoftim that says that a person is like an eitz hasadeh. A person, a man is like a tree of the field. V'chiyadam eitz hasadeh, eitz hasadeh who? ? Right? Is it rhetorically? Is the man like a tree of a field? In what way is the man like a tree? Ella rather says the Gemara. Mishum dechsev ki mimenu sochel ve'osolo sichros. On the one hand, the Torah says about a tree, a fruit tree, that you should eat from the fruit tree and don't cut it down. Uksiv, but then another pasuk says, Oso sashkis v'charata. Another pasuk says that you should cut down and destroy the tree. So which one is it? Should you eat from the tree and not destroy it? Or should you destroy the tree? Ha-ketzad, how do we resolve these two psukim? So the Gemara says, here's the resolution. Im tamen chacham hagunhu. If the guy is a proper Tamil Chacham, he's a good Tamil Chacham, then mimenu tochel ve'osolo sichros. Then you should eat from him, meaning learn from him, and don't destroy him. However, v'im lav, but if a Tamil Chacham is not a proper Tamil Chacham, so then oso sashchis v'charata. Cut him down, run away, get out of there, right? Don't have anything to do with him. Okay, you have to be very careful. Good. Zok de Gemara v'ayter. Omer Rabbi Chama, b'Rebbe. The Masoras Hasha says on the side, Rabbi Chanina, I'm sorry. My dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Barzel be Barzel Yachad? Right. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Iron and iron together. Barzel be Barzel. What is that supposed to mean? Lomar lecha. It's coming to teach you. Ma Barzel ze echad mechadides chaveiro. Just like one piece of iron on another, one sharpens its friend. Right. How do you sharpen a knife? You sharpen it with a piece of metal. Right. With a metal piece. So too, if you have two Talmidei Chachamim learning with each other, they will sharpen each other when it comes to Halacha. They will sharpen each other. Just like two pieces of iron will sharpen each other, so too, two Talmidei Chachamim. Zogti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Lamanim Shalu Divrei Torah Ke'esh. Why are Divrei Torah compared to Esh? Where are they compared to Esh? Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Haloko Devarai Ke'esh Num Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. So why is Torah compared to Eish? Well, my lechot is to teach you, Ma Eish en odolak yichidi, just like fire cannot burn, if you light one stick, it's not going to create a fire. What's going to happen? That one stick will burn and then it'll go out. How do you make a fire? You have to have a lot of sticks together. Af divrei Torah in miskaimin v'yichidi. So too, if you want to learn Torah, you can't just learn alone. You can't just sit by yourself and learn alone. You need to have a whole group of people learning together. V'hainu diomar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. My dirsiv, what does the pasuk says? Cherev el habadim vino alu. That if you have a sword with the badim, and we'll see what that means in a minute in the Gemara, vino alu, you'll become foolish. What does that mean? So explains the Gemara. Cherev al son ehen shel tamidei chachamim. There will be a sword upon those who hate the tamidei chachamim, right? Meaning those tamidei chachamim who are not learning properly. There's a sword on them, meaning they're gonna die. Why? Sha'oskin bad bevad ba Torah, because they study Torah alone. Bad bevad means alone, by themselves, like bilvad, right? Bad bevad, they study Torah alone. And not only that, velo od, ela shemetapshin, they become foolish, like tipesh. They become foolish. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vino alu. The word vino alu means they'll become stupid or they'll become foolish. Not only that, velo od, ela shechotin. Not only that, but they also are going to be sinners. Okay, how do we know that they're going to sin? Ksiv hacha, because the pasuk says here, vino alu. Pasuk says here, right, we just had that pasuk that said for the word vino alu. Uksiv hasam, we have another pasuk, which is in Bamidbar, Yud Beis, which we say all the time in Slichos, asher no alnu, v'asher chatanu. So we see the language of no alnu or no alu is related to chatanu, it's related to a sin. So you see that if you study Torah by yourself, you're going to end up sinning. Viba Yisema, some say it's from the following pasuk, no alu sore tsoan v'his west mitzrayim. So there also the language, Rashi says, the language of v'hisu is also a language of sin. So there also you see the word no'alu in the context of sin. So you see that if people learn by themselves, they're going to end up sinning. Okay, but however you learn it, but you see the bottom line is that you see the importance of learning together. The chavrusa, that's why we have the chavrusa system. We're in a chabura, you know, it's looked down upon, frowned upon to learn by yourself. There were very few Talmidei Chachamim in history who were known to learn by themselves. There were some. The Chazon Ish famously always learned by himself, but other than that, it's not common to find people learning by themselves because that's not the way we learn. Zog the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lo Manim Shelo Divrei Torah Ke'Eitz. Why are Divrei Torah compared to wood, Shenem or a tree? Shenemar Eitz Chayim Hilam Achazikimah. Right, it's the tree of life. Why is it compared to a tree? Lo Mar Lecha, to teach you. Just like a small piece of wood is used to ignite a larger piece of wood, use kindling in order to light a fire with the logs. So too, the young budding Talmidei Chachamim help sharpen the older Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, and that's what Rabbi Chanina said, famous teaching of Rabbi Chanina. I learned a great deal from my rabbis. And even more than that, I learned from my friends. But from my Talmidim, I learned more than everybody put together. Why? So it's clear from the Gemara. Why do you learn more from your Talmidim? Because they ask you questions. And when the Talmidim ask you questions, it sharpens your mind, it sharpens your learning. So Rabbi Yisai, keep asking me questions. Right? Because it sharpens my learning. Zakti Gemara Vaitim. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ksiv. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asks the following stira in Psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Likras tzamei hasayu mayim." And if you have a thirsty guy, bring him water. Likras tzamei, go out and bring the thirsty person water. Uksiv. But then another pasuk says, "Hoy kol tzamei lechula mayim." If you're thirsty, you go get the water. So which one is it? Do we bring the water to the thirsty people? Or are the thirsty people responsible for going themselves to get the water? And again, obviously here it's a mashal. Water is Torah. So what does it mean? And what's the resolution? Says the Gemara, in Talmid Hagun Hu, if he is a proper Talmid, the Talmid is a good Talmid, he wants to learn properly, then Likras Tzamei HaSayumayim. Then as Rashi explains, the Rebbe has to go out of his way to teach him. Right? Yeah, the Rebbe should go out of his way to teach this kid because he's such a good Talmid. V'lo, but if the Talmud is not a good Talmud, then the Rebbe shouldn't go out of his way. If the Talmud's not a good Talmud, he's not learning seriously, so it's the Talmud's responsibility. The Rebbe doesn't have to go out of his way for that particular Talmud. The Talmud should come to him. Yeah? Ah, good question. That could be compared to the fire and water. It's compared to each one independently. You know, each one has its own milus. Zogti Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami Ksiv, another Stephen Psukim. On the one hand, Yafutsu Mayonosecha Chutza. On the one hand, it says that your springs should flow forth, right? Your springs should flow forth. That means that a Talmid Chacham should teach everyone around him his Torah. Uksiv you l'chol levadecha. But then another pasuk says that you should keep it to yourself. So which one is it? Should you be teaching everybody or should you keep it to yourself? Says the Gemara, same resolution. Talmid Hagun Hu, if the Talmud is a good Talmud, he's a proper Talmud, then Yafutsu Mayinosecha Chutzah, then you got to teach him. Teach him everything you know. However, if he's not a good Talmud, then you Lechalavadcha, then keep it to yourself. Because chances are, whatever you teach him, he's not going to understand, or he's going to pervert. So don't go out of your way to teach him. Keep it to yourself. Zag the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi. Why is Divrei Torah? Why are Divrei Torah compared to water? And how do we know they are compared to water? As we just had the pasuk that says, a thirsty person, go get the water. Lomar Lecha comes to teach you such an important principle when it comes to Limud HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai. Ma mayim manichin makom gavoa v'holchin l'makom namuch. Just like water will flow down from a high area to a lower area. Right? Water flows from areas of higher elevation to lower elevation. Okay? From a high place to a low place. Af divrei Torah in miskayim in elabemisha daito shefela. So too, divrei Torah will only last in the mind and the hearts of a person who is humble, who considers themselves to be lowly. If you're arrogant, the divrei Torah is not going to stick with you. Right? Only a person that's truly humble will succeed in limud Torah. Vayter, v'amar Rabbi Yoshia, lamanim shlu divrei Torah l'shlosha mashkin halalu. Why are divrei Torah compared to the following three liquids? What are they? B'mayim uveyayin uvechalav. It's compared to water, wine, and milk. How do we know it's compared to water, wine, and milk? D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, water we had already. Haikol tzami l'chula mayim. That's the pasuk that compares Torah to water. Another pasuk, uksiv, l'chu shivru v'ichlu. Go and eat. Ulechu shivru below kesef ubelo mechir yayin v'chalav. And go buy, without any price, go buy wine and milk. And we're talking about Torah there. The pasuk is a reference to Torah. So we see the Torah is not only compared to water, but it's also compared to wine and milk. Why is water compared to these three drinks, these three liquids? Lomar lecha, to teach you. Mashlosha mashkin alalu. Ein miskaimin ela bepachos shebekelim. Just like these three liquids are only stored in very, very cheap vessels. And Rashi says like they're stored in ceramic pots. Okay, ceramic barrels. Wine, milk, and water. After divrei Torah in miskayim ela b'misha daito shefela, so too, a divrei Torah is only miskayim in a person who treats themselves like a piece of ceramic. Like, I'm a low person, I'm a humble person. You know, I'm not a gold and silver type of person. I'm a ceramic person. I'm a humble person. K'da'amr le barte de kesel Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Very famous story. This is a famous story with the daughter of the Caesar who came to speak to Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Asked him the following question: I chachma mifuara. If you have such beautiful wisdom, how can it be stored in you, who, and you're pretty ugly? Right? She said to her, you're a pretty ugly guy. So how can you have such beautiful wisdom stored in such an ugly vessel? Okay? Right? Not too insulting. Omar La, so he's responded to her. He didn't yell and scream at her and punch her, but he responded to her, Avich Rami Chamra B'Money De Pachra. So he said, well, it's because just like your father puts his wine, right? Rami is to place or to throw. Chamra is wine. Bimane, which are kalim, money or kalim, vessels. And pachra is a ceramic. So you keep your wine in ceramic kalim. So why your father keeps his wine in ceramic kalim? So she said, Amrale, she said to him, Ela b'mayinir, mate, what else should he keep it in? Right? What other kind of kalim do you want my father to keep his wine in? Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said to her, Atun, you guys, the chashvisu, you're very chashuv. Ramu b'maneh, you should put it in kalim. Dahava v'kaspa, put it in kalim of zav and kesef. Put it in kalim of gold and silver. Right, you're the Caesar. So what are you keeping your wine in these ceramic vessels? Keep your wine in gold and silver. So she said, oh, you know what, Tak, it's a good idea. V'amra lei la'avua. So she went back to her father and she said, you know, I just was having a conversation with someone. It's a great idea. Ram yelachamra b'maneh dahava v'kaspa. And Itaka listened, and he put the wine, all the royal wine, he transferred into gold and silver kalim. Well, what happened? V'takif. The wine all spoiled. It all fermented. The wine all spoiled. Also, v'amrule, so the servants, right, all ran to the Caesar and said, hey, your wine just spoiled. Amar lo labarte, so then he was upset, so he came back to his daughter, and he said to his daughter, man amar lo chachi, who was the one who told you to do this? Right? What kind of a sugar? I told you to do this. Ruined all my wine. Amrale, so she responded to him, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Koryuhu. So he said, call him here. I want to talk to him. So they called Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Amrale, so the Caesar said to him, Amai Amrit Lohachi, why'd you tell my daughter this Narishkeit, to put wine in silk, gold, and silver? Amrale, so he said to him, Rabbi Yeshua responded to the Caesar, Kihechi de Amrali, just like she asked me, Amri La, I responded to her, right? We responded to her, okay? So meaning, and the idea is that the mashal, the nimshal obviously is, that you know, something that's very precious should be stored in something that's not so precious. If you store the wine, which is very expensive, in gold and silver, it's going to spoil. So too, if the Torah is in someone who's very good looking, it's going to spoil, right? It's going to spoil, right? Rashi explains why is it going to spoil? because the guy's going to be so distracted, he can't focus on his learning, he's too good looking, he's focusing on his hair and his clothes, he can't focus on his Torah. Asks the Gemara, v'ha'ika the shapirei de gemirei. The Gemara said, well, not every Talmid Chacham is ugly, right? You have some people who are good looking and they still learn Torah. So how could that be? How could you have Talmid Chachamim who are good looking? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful, was a very good looking guy, right? So how do you have that? So the Gemara says, you know what? The Gemara says, you know what? If they were a little uglier, they would be even a bigger Talmid Chacham. So they were able to accomplish whatever they accomplished despite their good looks. But if they were uglier, they were able to accomplish even more. That's it. We'll stop here.